The glance. Through window, through curtains wide, through singing after shower, through racial lines and statutory laws, through landscape pebbles off the complex path, through morning's rituals before the sun could rise, through glass pane while I dreamt in our bed, while our plump brown baby slept in his slatted crib, through slanted white light through window on your way to work, you heard a song, you heard a sweet song, and turned your head toward the naked girl. When the police knocked on our door, when the police came to our door, let me rephrase that, when the police, they claimed you climbed on a rock. They claimed it was a shower, the white girl's white mother. They claimed the window was the shower's and the window 8 feet high. They claimed you carried ladders or were made of stilts or could form pebbles into whole rocks for climbing. They made signs they posted on our door. They made signs for better watch our backs. They made signs for night watch, for on guard, for dark man with afro. After we'd moved away, after we'd hired a lawyer and the case was dropped for lack of evidence, after there was no rock, after we'd climbed the jagged edges of any safe space we could in Koreatown, where I daily pushed our baby's stroller through the apartment's garden with koi ponds, past doorways that smelled of boiled fish, and our baby learned to name the things he saw. Nice tree, the oak with gall, the spindle wasp gall that leaves had formed like scar tissue around the wound, where insect larvae were eating their way through the window of a neighbor's home. I looked up and watched a round man from the shower, letting towel slip. I couldn't look away from this strange, intoxicating body in front of me. We know nothing happened after that. I took our boy home. I cooked us all dinner. We shut the blinds.